The Watson Weekly Podcast is sponsored by Rithm. In commerce, every second counts. Rithm helps brands and retailers connect every channel with AI-powered automation and insights, giving you the clarity to make smart decisions, adapt fast, and grow efficiently. Learn more at Rithm.com. That's Rithum.com. It's January 19th, 2026, and this is the Watson Weekly, your essential e-commerce digest. Today on our show, Walmart shakes up its leadership ranks, NRF 2026 recap, and more content coming to you from the Watson Weekly. And finally, the Investor Minute, which contains four items this week from the world of venture capital, acquisitions, and IPOs. But first, in our shopping cart full of news, Walmart shakes up its leadership ranks. Incoming CEO of Walmart, John Furner, has announced a number of new changes to his leadership team recently, according to Retail Dive. Here are a few of the updates. John Furner has already announced who his chosen successor will be, David Gugina, who is current Chief E-Commerce Officer at Walmart. Walmart International CEO Catherine McClay has announced that she will be departing. Seth Dallaire, who is Chief Growth Officer of Walmart US, will assume the same role for Walmart Inc. And there is now a new president at Sam's Club, Latrice Watkins, who was previously the Chief Merchant at Walmart US. My take on these moves? Wow, John Furner does not mess around. Target, take a lesson here. We are not taking timid action, we are taking bold ones. Target leaves a lot to be desired in a succession planning process, all of which seems to be in place at Walmart. Seth is former Amazon, Instacart, Microsoft, and has led the retail media teams at all these places. He is known as a good operator, and this is a big step up for him to manage all of Walmart Inc. growth. Overall, performance often has nothing to do with strategy. It has to do with people. Walmart takes care of its people, which is a lesson to all of us. Do your key people have expansive roles? Our second story, NRF 2026 recap. Here's a quick synopsis from my conversations and show floor talk this year. The good? Lots of companies realizing they need an AI strategy. The bad? Lots of companies not being able to explain their AI strategy. And the ugly? Lots of buyers not understanding what business outcomes they can promise to their bosses by adopting your AI strategy. In order to position their offerings effectively, vendors need to move quickly beyond protocol support to business outcomes. In short, when everyone says they can agentically integrate you, how? It's almost as if no one can. Positioning becomes the most important skill in a time like this. Why do you have a right to win? If you do win, what happens now? Are you driving more revenue? Can you explain to buyers which channels are eroding? Lots of demonstrations exist. It's clear we are still in the show up and throw up phase of AI. At some point, and probably not this year, we will move into the ROI calculator phase. In the meantime, does it seem to anyone else that the product information management space is the sexiest, unsexy business on the planet right now? I haven't heard such conversations about attributes and metadata since, let's see. Oh yeah, Google already tried all this with Frugal and Google Base, about 20 years ago. And a few points to keep in mind while we're in this fever dream. First, how did the last movie end? It's all fun and games until the monetization begins. Second, the Amazon wheel has not been broken. Fulfillment still matters, and Amazon is in a much better spot than most. Until Amazon negotiates terms with Gemini and OpenAI, these LLMs are essentially a glorified affiliate search engine for the channel most people care about. Amazon still has a ton of leverage. And if you think OpenAI paying Reddit an estimated $70 million for data is big, just imagine the leverage Amazon has. You can't wish away 2,400 same-day fulfillment centers and over 200 million Prime users. Unless, of course, you're Walmart and can match the offer. But who else can match the offer? Ultimately, in commerce, it's not the protocol or the technology that is the thing. It all comes down to the offer. And finally, on NRF, I wanted to say thank you to all of you who attended our live in-person event this year on Sunday, January 11th. It was truly great to see so many fans from my keynote, over 100 of you, at a live recording of the Watson Weekly podcast, a great panel discussion led by Nick Kaplan, and we will be releasing all the footage over the next week or so. And our last story. More content coming to you from the Watson Weekly. We're going to be shaking some things up here at the Watson Weekly. First, I'm here to tell you that I'll be spending a lot more time on content development and media in 2026. Second, we're doing a little house cleaning, or what a developer might call refactoring, with our newsletter and podcast strategy. Our podcast first, because that's why you're here. This podcast started over 5 years ago and has become one of the most popular podcasts out there covering the e-commerce industry in a brief format. Over the years, I've started a number of other podcasts, including the Watson Weekend, which is our fun news format with Rick and Jess, and Oh Shift, our focus on software as a service in the age of AI. Simply, we will be folding the Watson Weekend independent podcast into our main Watson Weekly podcast, releasing on Fridays and still covered by Rick and Jess. You just won't have to go to two places to listen and subscribe to it. The Watson Weekend on Friday will continue to be focused on us covering the news together in our famous style. We won't have guests directly on that show to keep it focused on the news and give you a reason to keep coming back for our crazy banter. Oh Shift has been an interview show in its brief history, which we've also had in both the Watson Weekly with our CEO interviews and the Watson Weekend, which also had guest interviews. And I've decided to consolidate all interviews under the Watson Weekly banner on Wednesdays going forward. To summarize, the Watson Weekly on Monday that you have come to know and love is really not changing much, and that is a good thing. The Watson Weekend on Friday will drop its focus on guests but cover one main story a week and three other different stories in an engaging discussion format with Jess and myself. We will be releasing new podcast content also on Wednesdays going forward that we call our Industry Interview Series. This will be the day and place you can hear longer form interviews from guests, but not too long. We're working hard to keep these interviews to 30 minutes because we know you're busy. Finally, on our newsletter. For the last many years, we've had a twice monthly newsletter which rounds up our biggest content of the year and often a lot of our LinkedIn content. In 2026, we're actually flipping the model. We'll continue to post our best content on LinkedIn, but our first and latest content will always be on our newsletter, which you can sign up for at rmwcommerce.com/WatsonWeekly and soon at watsonweekly.com. That will be entirely updated and refreshed. We will also be increasing our newsletter frequency to daily. In short, the Watson Weekly is becoming our main media banner here at RMW Commerce, one podcast multiple times per week, one newsletter each and every day, and one message from all of us here, making you smarter each and every day to decode what is happening and stay one step ahead. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to serving you in 2026. If you're planning to be at Shop Talk, that's the next place I will be. So see you there. Look for an exclusive agentic event there as well. It's that time, friends, for our Investor Minute. We have four items on the menu today. First, Moonshot AI raises $10 million in seed funding for autonomous website optimization. Moonshot AI, an autonomous conversion rate optimization platform, raised $10 million in seed funding, which will be used for product development and hiring of engineering and customer success talent. Second, Mammoth Brands clinches deal for high-end diaper-making Coterie. Mammoth Brands successfully acquired Coterie, a high-end, chic diaper manufacturer, for over-reported $1 billion from a private equity fund, America Pacific Group. The company surpassed $200 million in net revenue in 2025 and will operate independently from Mammoth Brands. Third, Refurbed raises $59 million in funding. Refurbed, a European online marketplace for refurbished electronics, raised $59 million in funding to enter the UK market. And finally, Taylor Corporation acquires Gooten. Taylor Corporation announced that it's acquired Gooten, G-O-O-T-E-N, a print-on-demand technology and fulfillment provider for an undisclosed amount. Post-acquisition, Taylor Corporation is more vertically integrated, which improves service delivery. That's all for this week. Till next time, Watsonians. Hi, I'm Rick Watson, CEO and founder of RMW Commerce Consulting and host of the Watson Weekly Podcast, your essential e-commerce digest. To hear new episodes of the show every Monday morning, subscribe now at rmwcommerce.com/Watson Weekly and wherever you get your podcasts.